on the slab soon enough.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab.
So spooky.
Spoopy. Tonight, we finish up the Victor Crawley series on Alive Dissection with Victor Crawley. And we have a couple interesting bits of news here. To all of our listener, potential plural listeners, we've been calling out Adam Green on our podcast for about 6 episodes now.
Adam Green, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
And on December 23rd, we get a video of Adam Green recognizing the slab. Like, we'll post the videos and everything.
And he said our names.
He said our names.
I felt it was famous.
Awesome. It was pretty awesome.
Now, for clear... And it was a cameo.
It was a cameo.
But the fact of the matter was is that none of us paid for that cameo. It was a gift to us. So since this was a gift to the slab, he said it with actual feeling. Like, he couldn't stop talking about how awesome we are for what we're doing. And I believe that's why we're in here.
You're one of them people, Adam, we can really consider being sincere.
Oh, absolutely. You are... We take you as a very sincere man because we do love your work. Like, we do legitimately love what you do. And on the other bit of note, it's officially Bobby's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Woo! Thank you, guys.
I'm getting naked!
Oh, shit.
Is it weird that I have a boner?
It'd be weird if you didn't.
I'm surprised you're not already naked.
In my birthday suit.
I'm in gray sweatpants, although it's not gray sweatpants weather, and I don't have gray sweatpants dick. So.
Liar.
Anyways. So, since we're going to be doing a live dissection of Victor Crawley, how many here have actually seen the movie?
I have not seen it yet.
I have not either.
Neither have I.
And neither have I.
I hate to say it, but I mean, it's like, I can't say that I haven't seen it. It's just one of them things, like, I put it on, and then something comes up, and I have to walk away. And that happens about 15 times. So I can say I've seen it, but...
Not in its entirety. You've
seen enough for a trailer. That's about it.
Maybe a little bit more. Maybe just enough to piss me off.
So we might have to put up closed captions then.
So another bit of interesting information that we have is we are officially on Amazon Music and Audible.
Sweet.
And we are on iHeartRadio.
Fuck yeah.
We've updated our website. Still under construction as of information pertaining to where we are going to our new location at and how long it's going to take to build and when will we open up to the public. So just stick with us. Keep checking back on the website. We'll give up updates as much as we regularly can.
We got the ambition.
And we've been hitting YouTube. And we've been hitting YouTube pretty hard too. So I've uploaded about 5 new videos on there with more to come. So, and that's going to be all of like slab, creep side, blah, blah, blah.
Like literally hitting YouTube, like fight.
Yes, punch. I will fight YouTube. So definitely check us out there. We've just been pretty much grinding down, trying to get the business end of things, you know, nice and going for the new year. So, because we're trying to shoot for a June opening. And that's when we'll be able to take on physical clients and digital clients and whatnot. And anybody who wants, you know, studio work, cleaning up some of your podcast audio or, you know...
Audio in general.
Audio in general. You need somebody to clean up your song that you recorded with a Blue Yeti in a basement. Like, that's okay. We'll try. We'll try on that one. All right? You can only go so fucking far. But it's things like that that we'll be opening up the public too. We're still going to be cranking out new content. We're going to just dive headfirst in video. Probably going to start off with a few skits, things like that. Not really putting podcast on video just yet.
You got to pay extra to see my face.
Got to see if there's a market for it. So we've been spitballing and kicking a few ideas around. Don't want to get into what we've been talking about doing further, more than just the Slab and Menthol's Entertainment Hour and the Creepside. You know that's... We have more shows in mind we want to do. What kind of creativeness are we wanting to bring out more? So that's definitely a something to look forward to. Absolutely.
Yep.
Was that coherent?
I'd say
to
so.
To a point. I think they got the gist.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't get the gist, we're actually getting ready to release new shows underneath the Smokers.
New shit will be coming out.
As opposed to the old shit we're used to stuffing back in our mouths. It's old shit, but it came out of a new ass.
Yeah.
That's how I that's how I describe every president. Same old shit. Same old shit, different asshole.
Man, don't y'all just hate cloggy carts? Shit.
Cloggy carts. Anyways, if you've made it this far in... This is a first-time viewing for all four of us. So we may get a little bit more quiet, but at least the reactions are going to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever you guys are ready, podcast is ready, we're starting this off at the 2-second mark. And 3, 2, 1, play.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dark Sky Films. Yeah, no shit. It's the fourth time seeing it.
We know.
Third time for me.
Aeriscope Pictures. I can hear the crickets. Adam Green.
Adam Green.
Adam Green.
You're my boy.
Sir.
You're my boy, Green. Fuck me, man.
I'm too tired.
1964.
Wonder if it's a period piece.
Why does he look greasy?
He do look kind of greasy.
We get it. It's 1964. You don't have to keep talking about Patsy Cline's tragic death. Is that Pete from Pete and Pete?
I don't think so.
I could see where you think that.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Jeepers, I'm flipping.
Jeepers.
Spit it out.
Pooping
it all up. I'm pooping it all up.
Oh, damn. Down to the week.
God, her calm own down, face bitch. Is horrible.
Calm down, bitch. Oh, snot. Tell me it's going to get gooey.
What the?
He's going to goop it up.
Please get... Oh, she wiped it up.
Oh, my God. The makeup's done.
Oh my God.
Can't even understand her.
Hell no. She's excited.
Oh, it's gooey. Gooey.
Oh, yeah. It's all snotty.
It's gooey.
You all right, Bobby?
That was gross.
Oh, man.
It's all up her forehead.
You can t-
keeps screaming.
What the fuck?
Ooh.
Oh, maybe
someone else is getting lucky tonight.
Daddy, make him do the roar.
Do the roar. Do the roar. I love you, Daddy. Do the roar.
Such white people things to ask.
They're doing the white people things.
Was she in Scary Movie?
No.
She wasn't?
No.
Okay.
No, but seriously.
I've never seen these two in anything before.
Seriously, like they... Ooh.
Oh. Oh, he's hurt all right.
Yeah.
More walking through the woods. Bam.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Oh, you gonna die.
Oh, shit. Yes. His finger's still pointing.
My finger points. There it is.
Shit. Jump this eyeball out in 3D.
You could say he had seen it coming.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, it's her leg.
Sir, that's not the axe wound you're supposed to be going after.
At first, I thought he was chopping her butthole.
I am getting major Terra Firma vibes from these effects, and I love it.
He didn't have to go that extra, but I appreciate that he did.
Nice.
Goopy!
I'll be taking this for later.
Why does he look way more fucked up in this one?
I think it's safe to say that he indeed gooped it all up.
Fuck.
Oh. Hey, your tea light candle's going down there. That's kind of cool how they're doing, like, different, like, stages of the makeup and the wax of the candle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This one has already shown. Commercial.
Hey. Commercial.
This one has already shown how much, like...
deeper.
How much how much Adam Green evolved as
As a director and as a writer.
Uh-huh. Yes. His budget probably went up a little bit too, so that helped.
Yeah. I definitely like the I don't want to say new look of Victor Crowley, but the improved look.
Yeah, I guess upon. I guess more intimidating.
Yeah, definitely.
I gotcha. Uh-oh. Daytime talk show. Sabrina.
I was confused because I heard someone talking about Victor Crowley, and now we have a commercial, it looks like.
This is part of the movie.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not even high.
Damn, Adam, you got a cheap commercial status with Bobby here.
I love you, Adam.
The Bayou Butcher? What? They couldn't even give him a name? The fuck?
Oh, is that the Raging Cajun Agent?
Yeah!
He's back! Raging Cajun Agent! Say gruesome one more time. Psych.
Divorce.
Yeah, they were married.
Wait, him and her?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Oh, she's trying to push him. Fuck this guy.
I don't like him with a beard.
It's on the list.
Completely the ghost.
Wow. Wow, OJ.
Sorry.
I mean, my first thought was, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Wow. 15 babies with him.
And you're gayer than me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Stop playing, man. You're jealous. Yep.
Shit.
That's jealousy,
call
sir.
A shitty walk.
Hey!
Aren't you
dating Joe? Booty!
Lies! I want to see my friends naked more often.
What the fuck?
God, I want to fuck her so bad. Hey.
Damn.
Hey, she was in a fucking sleepaway camp. It's Angela.
Man, I need a curling iron.
Wait, what?
The scene in Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah.
The curling iron?
Baton Rouge, and I'm Chinese. Yes, he's the raging Cajun Asian.
Ooh, and Wi-Fi.
And Wi-Fi. Only at 2 o'clock, not 2:01.
Growth.
God, her lady boner's strong.
Through the roof.
There's so much sparkly dust around it.
You're simping, bro. She's only thinking about one thing. Big old fucking ding dong.
Yeah.
Right in the face.
The faith.
She's covering up those notes.
I guess that works.
Brand new. Stay out of the swamp. Of course it's with a K.
What word is that? Calm down. Just relax.
They're all wanting them to sign their boobies.
Asian Tom Hanks.
They say, here's a raging Cajun Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Chad!
Chad.
Damn.
Wow, what a dick. Headbutter.
Oh my god. Oh, just flop it out, bro. Why the fuck not? She just doesn't give a fuck, bro.
Just signed my cock.
Hey, go ahead, Dandy.
And that's her defense.
I wanted you to be my dog. What the fuck? She might stab you. I mean,
she's known for it.
$1 million is what it took. Hey, hey, calm down, lady. I'm one of them people that have to go see that weird shit.
Oh, Jesus!
Damn.
They lauded.
She has all the good stuff.
She's got heavier stuff. I get migraines when I do stuff. Hey, it's Adam Green!
Huh.
Okay, so this is the episode we can actually start saying not Adam Green's roommate. We'll finally say it. Joe Lynch. That is Joe Lynch as the co-pilot. Joe Lynch, you're next.
He did. Oh, damn.
Oh, it's the ex-wife.
Was they married?
Yeah.
Oh. He has a good pilot voice.
One more ding. Yeah!
Thank you, sir. No problem.
I want one.
That's dope as fuck.
Special Officer Doofy.
Hold on. And oh my God, it is. Well, you just fucking said.
I have a dick. So,
nice. I hope transition. That dude dies first.
I hope the ex-wife dies first.
Looks like she's sleeping with Prince Valium.
She's not Princess Vespa. Ten what?
Poop.
Which that came out of three freaking nowhere. Then.
Vomit.
Vincent Crosby.
That's funny.
Fucking with Latin.
Yeah.
Or, no, voodoo.
Latine. Dun dun dun.
Huh.
I love him. Oh, God.
Did he have a light up Skechers?
Can't light up Skechers.
Oh my God. It happened so fast.
Oh damn, he's out the window.
Oh, here it goes. Bye.
Oh fuck.
Oh shit.
That's fucking cool.
He was crispy.
Why are you chilling?
What the fuck? Why?
He's dead. But planes do.
Oh, he said it right.
It's a plane crashing. Fucking crashed in the swamp. Oh, fuck. Stay stuck, bitch.
Light up Skechers.
Your hair's fucked up.
Oh, damn.
My fucking wig.
Oh, he's actually showing concern. Oh, fuck you, bitch.
I hope you die first.
She's a strong independent woman.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Joe Lynn, Chatham Green. No! We considered you friends. That is
fucking... Oh, they got Final Destination.
Yeah, I'm out.
It smells funny in here.
Close the window. You're letting the stank out.
Help. Did he get impaled?
Oh, look, I've been impaled.
That's what I was thinking. Don't forget to count to the light of Skechers.
Nuh-uh.
You know what? I'm starting to like this guy now.
I want to see if... Oh, damn! Oh, you got to do the gay guy dirty like that. Come on.
Looks like he was a bottom.
Ah, too soon. I'd be taking them shoes.
Right. Oh, is she gonna die?
Yeah, I'm Austin. I'm alive.
Oh, damn.
Find a straw. Get one of those. Rip one of the fucking bags down. Use the tube.
Yeah, you and I. You're gonna die soon.
They're gonna die.
You're fucking dead. You and I will make it. No. Oh, she's pregnant. Not to be like the dark guy on this one, but I don't think the baby lived.
Probably not. I mean.
Why'd she stick her tongue out?
Huh, plop.
Somebody pooped.
It was goopy.
Pooped or crawly.
10-2.
See, if they had kept the old salty man from one of the originals, it could have been him taking a poop.
Hey, Reverend Zombie!
Shit. How the hell did they not notice that going off the entire time?
Your trauma's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You're all dead.
I love you, Daddy. Do the roar.
Do the roar.
What an idiot.
Stab.
I could totally see the raging Cajun Asian being like a tough guy kind of figure in some kind of a movie.
I really want him to live.
He did that little intimidation very well.
Ad break. Okay, back to the good stuff.
Yay.
The movie.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Motion-sensitive light.
Yeah, it was off pretty quick. Oh, that was closer. Nope.
Nope.
No. And the belt sander. That gas has got to be bad. Bam, there he is.
I'm waiting. Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
It'll be like the third or fourth, and it's going to be behind him.
Come on, give him to me. You can't edge me like this. There it is. Yeah!
Yes.
He just straight tackled him. Oh, he's got
the hammer.
Claw hammer.
Oh, he's using the claw. Oh, and the eyes. Going to Pound Town.
Pow chicka wow wow. All right, dude, he's dead. Or maybe he's
not.
No,
he's not.
How?
Oh.
Ah, he popped his head off like it was a nail. That's cool.
Run, bitch!
Oh, now he's really the whole like ghostly.
There it is, the hatchet, and he's got it.
Are they going to extend this drowning guy throughout the whole movie?
Well, what...
You know, there's like three people there.
You feel like they could have accomplished something.
Like,
yeah.
Lift as a group, motherfuckers.
Not even that. A way for her to fucking breathe if she goes under.
You know, just cut the tubing off of the bag.
Yeah.
How convenient.
After a fucking plane crash that should have killed all of you? Oh. It's not still on the seat?
Oh, yeah. Convenient. No service. You're not going to be able to break the window.
Oh, God. What a jackass.
I hope Victor Crowley punches through the window and drags you out.
By the nuts.
There's already one buzzing out. You're going to have to.
They gone.
Durr.
Dun dun dun. He's gone.
I think they're both gone. The suspense.
He throws the head.
Ah! Yeah!
That was a good one.
It has a food tray. He looks more feral.
He does.
Yes.
Well, it has been 10 years.
Bait.
So you did read it.
Ish.
Oh, she looks better without the wig. Oh, shut up. Oh, I want to save you.
Why you gotta save her? A fat kid like that? Save, I don't even run for donuts.
Save her with putting the fucking hose in her mouth. She's bait. Don't do it. She's bait.
Well, Wait, does that make Victor Crowley the masturbator then?
The masturbator.
Yes. She has a dick.
Best acting I've seen from him this whole movie.
Oh, it's a kiss. Yay.
This is some white people shit.
He just straight up, I don't care that you have a dick. He's flipping the plane. Oh, snakes on a plane.
Snakes.
I'm tired.
Bobby, I'm
Bobby,
sorry.
Bobby, look the fuck away instantly.
On this motherfucking plane.
Oh, he's on top.
He's gonna get killed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he got scalped. It threw it on her face. Let us see the brain.
No wonder these tickets were so cheap.
Ah, oh, the brain fell out.
Yeah.
Running for my life.
Angela!
Oh, damn!
Ah, oh, that's fucking awesome! Put the fuck.
Technically, right now, she's a submarine.
Oh, shit. Head crumps. Head crumps! Nice and gooey!
Gooey.
And she fucking drowns to death. Ah, oh, brutal.
At least you didn't get hacked the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd probably rather get hacked the fuck up. Haddonfield.
Huh.
Please kill her.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, those teleprompters move pretty fast.
Discount Oprah. I didn't do anything bad. You right. Loch Ness Monster and Slender Man. Are you fucking serious? Actually, it did.
Yeah.
YouTube did.
The power of media.
I mean, look what it did for us, getting Adam Green's attention.
I kissed you. Oh, shit.
Go ahead, grab the phone. She's gonna die. No! Answer it. Just answer and start yelling into it.
That's why you answer it when it's ringing.
Oh, there he goes.
I mean, that looked like a smartphone, so emergency call?
Yeah, you don't need a passport for an emergency call.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, he headbutts it. Yeah.
Belt sander.
He's got a belt sander.
Do not touch the tram.
Oh, shit. No, but electricity and the water.
There's power.
Yeah, imagine what he'll do to you. That's a bad idea.
I don't know if he's acting or if he's just genuinely this...
What? Guarantee you, he thinks the whole entire time the cameras have been rolling.
Oh, God.
Well, Mike, when it crashed, it would still be in the on.
Unless there's an emergency kill switch whenever it goes to a certain altitude.
Yeah.
He just told him no. No. Gonna drown.
And you die.
Oh.
Oh, well, the engine dies.
Why? Oh, he's in.
He locked the fucking door.
Oh, he dead. Instant regret. Never mind.
Hey, it's the Raging Cajun Asian.
Dicks.
Oh, I hope you die hard. Not you.
Oh, she's in the tree.
No, not you. Kill the black one. The actress, not the race, okay?
What the fuck?
Bing.
Okay, black or not, I hope that bitch dies anyways, all right? She was being a cunt purely to be a cunt. Quick, pee on him. From that altitude, he'll think it's raining. Then you can write a book that says, I peed on Victor Crowley.
I didn't know Victor Crowley was a hooer we could pee on.
It's a consulate ship on a diplomatic mission. Oh, please die. Oh, please die. Oh, please die. Oh, please die. Oh, please die.
I'm surprised she's made it that far in heels.
Right. That in itself is book worthy.
No, not the Raging Cajun Asian.
Dun dun dun.
A gun. I mean, flare guns hit like a shotgun, so.
Yeah.
She's on the boat, but he has the keys.
Hey, look, it's boats and hoes.
It's boats and hoes. You gotta kick the camera. I like how he's sitting there waiting. Oh, he broke her jaw.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty good effects.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
No! Oh, he was pretty gentle with her. Oh, right in the damn. Fucking face! Shot him right in the face! I was aiming for his balls, so... She straight right hooked him.
Shoot the engine.
Of
course. Shoot the engine, not him.
No.
What the
Aim for his balls again. Even Victor Crawley looked at you like you were an idiot.
Oh, fuck
my... Go drop kick him!
All right, one more little drop kick will get
Come
it.
On!
Raging Cajun Asian. I believe in you!
Kick him in the balls!
You can do it! He's scared!
You got him on the ropes! I would have had your babies.
Drop kick. Oh, damn.
Oh! I kind of didn't want him to die.
You didn't have to do that. You could have just, like, tapped him.
Yeah, you could have ran up and missile drop kicked his ass, and you'd have been just fine. You could have saved so many lives.
But in the way he did.
Ah, it ends. There it is. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That was dope.
That was a dope ass fucking movie.
I enjoyed that shit.
A hell of a lot funnier than the other ones, in my opinion.
Oh, wait. There's a.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more.
Post credit?
All right, shut up.
Fuck you. I won't shut up. We're just jamming out right now. Breaking news.
Oh, he's got a blanket. Oh, nope.
Oh, who's in the rocking chair? Is that Daniel Harris?
Oh, I bet it is.
Oh, let it be Daniel Harris. Hey, look, if you look in the right corner, there's Odorous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Ha-ha.
That's hot.
Yeah!
Game!
We need another movie!
Look, pickaxe.
Fuck pickaxe!
It's like Diet Hatchet.
It is Diet Hatchet.
That's like if you want all the satisfying kills of Hatchet, but none of the joy.
Right. So, yeah, that was definitely very good.
I really like that movie. Yeah.
A lot more comedy driven.
That one was very well done. Very, but very yes. well done.
I like how Victor Crowley became more, like, you could see more emotion. Like, even he knew when he was fucked a couple times.
Right.
Like, whenever he fought Trent. Or Trevor, whatever his name is.
They made him more supernatural, too.
I mean, he was always supernatural.
Yeah, but like the
voodoo curse bringing him back.
Yeah, the voodoo curse and the whole like disappearing thing and.
Oh yeah, well, Kane Hodder's good for that. I mean, he did abandon his son Jason, but. No, Adam Green, fantastic fucking movie. Loved it. Loved it.
Chef's kiss, my dude.
But yeah, happy New Year, everybody. Start of the new year with Victor Crowley. Feel pretty pretty spicy about that.
Spicy.
Nobody else going to say? Okay.
I didn't have anything else to say.
It was amazing. That's all I
got to
say.
Yes.
So maybe we can keep going with some more Adam Green content. There is still going to be a few topics that we should, you know, focus on and discuss. Live dissections are more of like reaction style stuff. I might make a super cut with all of our best reactions in it. And
that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, just like, you know, like a Hatchet series reaction video or, you know, best of kind of thing.
It's just going to be like a half hour of us screaming.
I can make it like that. Don't tempt me. Motherfucker, I'm unemployed right now. I will do it. All right, well. I'm sad.
Come work with me.
No.
Okay.
Well, anyways, I'm DJ.
I'm Josh.
I'm Bobby.
I'm Chris.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.